From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley studios in Boston, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. As the national political season heads into high gear, Republican Mitt Romney has unveiled a comprehensive energy package to end dependence on foreign oil by 2020. The Romney plan ramps up biofuel production, opens up Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge for oil drilling, approves the Keystone Pipeline, and gives states the right to regulate drilling on federal lands.
On federal lands, the permitting process to actually drill and get oil or gas is extraordinarily slow. Now, interestingly, on state lands and private lands, state regulators have streamlined their permitting process. They found a way, because we compete, states do with one another, they found a way to do a job in a more efficient way. So, for instance, in North Dakota, it takes 10 days to get a permit for a new well. In Colorado, it takes 27 days. That's to get on state land a permit, or private land. But do you know how long it takes the federal government regulators to get you a permit on federal land? On average, 307 days. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have the states take responsibility for the permitting process on federal lands.
Governor Romney speaking on his energy plan. We now take a look at the environmental voting record of the GOP vice presidential hopeful, Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan. As he served in Congress over the past decade, Mr. Ryan has gotten high marks among Republicans as a top leader for the cause of fiscal conservatism and budgetary management. Paul Ryan is also known as an avid outdoorsman and mountain biker. But when it comes to his voting record on the environment, the League of Conservation Voters has far less praise. Joining us now is the senior vice president and head of campaigns at the League of Conservation Voters, Naveen Nayak. Welcome to Living on Earth.
Hey, Steve.
So, what kind of score did you give Congressman Ryan?
The congressman has been in office for quite a while now, and unfortunately his record consistently gets worse. He does have a lifetime score in the 20s on our National Environmental Scorecard, but in 2011 he just scored a 3%, meaning he only voted with the environment or for the pro-environment position 3% of the time.
Let's go over Congressman Ryan's record. He gets kudos from your organization for some votes that he's taken regarding the National Forest, Tongass National Forest. What was that vote all about?
Well, there's been a few votes, actually, historically. I think when Congressman Ryan came to Washington, he really had a commitment to being a fiscal conservative and thought that there was a lot of wasteful government spending, and there were issues related to the environment, like subsidizing building of roads in national forests that he actually voted right on. And agreed that we shouldn't continue to use taxpayer dollars to build roads in our national forests just for logging or for other purposes. And so, historically, we've gotten him on those kinds of votes, but those, unfortunately, have been few and far between.
What's his position been on renewable energy?
You know, unfortunately, this is one place where Congressman Ryan has been very consistent. He is not a supporter of renewable energy, and I think it really speaks to the contradiction, I think, in a lot of the words that he's been pushing on the campaign. You know, he's very fond of talking about not wanting to pick winners and losers, but he has consistently opposed investment in clean energy, whether it's a production tax credit, whether it's investments in clean energy. And at the same time, he's been a pretty big proponent of providing billions of dollars in tax breaks to oil companies. And so basically every time he's had a vote on clean energy, he's voted the wrong way and has voted to oppose the industry.
Now, you say from your perspective he's voted the wrong way, but he's a fiscal conservative. He voted against, the U.S. spending $50 million to put more roads into the Tongass to get $500,000 in fees back, protecting the taxpayer. He is saying, look, renewable energy is expensive, that we shouldn't have to have federal subsidies for this. Let the market do this.
It is one thing if you are consistent and you just generally oppose federal subsidies, period. But for him to propose a budget, which is a part of the Ryan plan, that provides $40 billion in tax breaks to oil companies, the richest companies in the world, and I think all taxpayers and all voters across the country could agree that that is the one industry that doesn't need federal support anymore, yet he's more than happy to give them tax breaks while at the same time suggesting that we shouldn't invest in clean energy because it's a waste of taxpayer dollars.
Now, Congressman Paul Ryan has released his financial records. And the Washington Post found that he's invested in some companies, his family's invested in companies that lease rights to oil, gas, mineral, and timber resources. How much of this is a conflict of interest in your view?
We think it's a major conflict of interest. In fact, the League of Conservation Voters ran an ad in Paul Ryan's congressional district last year, hitting him on this very issue when the report first came out, which is that not only is Paul Ryan's family invested in owning land that they're leasing out to oil and gas companies, but those companies are benefiting from the very tax breaks that Paul Ryan is pushing.
If Congressman Ryan were here, he'd say, but wait a second, this is only $20,000, $30,000 a year out of, what, a third of $1 million that his family takes in each year or did last year. It's not very big money, these interests.
I mean, I think for the average American, $20,000 is a real amount of income, and unfortunately a pretty substantial percentage of how much most Americans are making in any given year. And so I think at the heart of it, it speaks to what Americans are really frustrated with Washington politicians, is that they're much more interested in looking out for themselves, they're more interested in looking out for their campaign contributors, and Paul Ryan really should have avoided doing things that benefit his business associates.
Out of all the possible vice presidential candidates that were discussed or out in the press, how does Ryan compare with them on the question of the environment?
I mean, I think at the end of the day, he's certainly one of the more extreme anti-environmental members that were on Governor Romney's shortlist. I think you have someone like Tim Pawlenty, who used to believe in global warming, has actually been a part of passing clean energy standards when he was the governor of Minnesota. So he jumps out as someone who has a much better record on some of these issues. Unfortunately, he has distanced himself from some of those, but compared to Paul Ryan, who has consistently been against clean energy, you know, taken nearly $250,000 from oil and gas companies, he really would have been one of the worst choices that Governor Romney could have made. And I think that speaks a lot to the governor's priorities.
Naveen Nayak is Senior Vice President and Head of Campaigns at the League of Conservation Voters. Thank you so much, sir.
My pleasure.